You believe in ghosts?
No, of course not.
Well, I didn't really believe in ghosts, but something happened that makes me think twice about whether I believe or not.
Really?
Mm. Well, it's something that happened to my mother, actually. I mean, all ghost stories you always hear from somebody else.
Yes, I was going to say I'd be more impressed by something that happened to you.
Well, all right. Well, see what you think about this one. It's very strange. Well, she had these friends who had in quite a big house in Sussex, in the country in Sussex, about 10 miles from the coast. And, you know, she's sort of kind, and these people wanted to go away sailing at Chichester for the weekend. And they didn't really like to leave the house unoccupied. And it was summertime. It was a bad summer. And I think what had happened, they'd asked all different friends to come and spend the weekend and live in the house while they went away sailing. They just got this new boat. Mm-hmm. My mother said, OK. And she went down there.
Was it an old house?
Yes, a very old house, actually. Mm-hmm. It was set up a long drive, surrounded by trees, those great big fir trees, that when the wind blows through the trees, they sort of whistle and whisper. And it was about 250 years old. And it was a sort of house that creaks when the wind blows, because some of the rooms were made of wood. It was not a friendly house. I've seen it. Anyway, she was there on Saturday. It was the weekend, and she was watching television, quite happy. And it wasn't a very nice evening. The wind was howling around the house. It was blowing all these trees. And she says she felt rather nervous, but she's not afraid of ghosts or anything, so she thought, well, I've got the television on. And round about 9:30, she heard a knock at the door. And she thought, well, that's funny. There's nobody around. I mean, it's not the time when things are delivered.
It was right out in the country, wasn't it? It wasn't near a village.
No, it was one of these big houses rather away from the village. It'd once been a farmhouse.
Oh, I see, yes.
And she thought, that's funny, and she went to the door. And when she opened it in the entrance, there was a very respectable elderly man dressed in business clothes for working in the city of London. You know, a dark suit and a smart tie. And he wasn't wearing a coat, had a bowler hat on, and was carrying a little briefcase. And she said, oh, good evening, can I help you? He said, yes, I'd like to see my daughter.
Hmm.
And she said, well, they're not here for the weekend. They've gone down to Chichester to go sailing. They'll be back on Sunday night. He said, oh, well, what a pity. I did want to see her. I've got something important to tell her.
Yes.
So my mother said, well, if you're free, why don't you come and stay the night and wait till they come back? He said, no, I can't do that. I've got to go. I've got to get on. Tell her I called and give her my regards.
Mm.
And my mother said, well, fine, I'll do that. Sorry, you can't stay. Would you like a drink before you go? He said, no, thank you. I don't want anything to drink. And he said, good night.
He seemed to be in a bit of a hurry.
Yes, in a hurry, a sort of tense.
He didn't want to stay.
No, he didn't want to stay.
Yes.
And she shut the door and she went back to television.
Mm.
And she noticed that when she went back to the room, the wind died down and the house became calm. She says this.
Well.
Well, that's what she says. So she watched the television and she went to bed and she woke up, nothing happened, spent Sunday in the garden. It was quite a sunny day. And round about 6 o'clock, the family came back, then had a lovely weekend. They said they'd been sailing. It was lovely. And my mother said to the woman, oh, by the way, your father called last night, wanted to see you urgently. She said, my father? Don't be silly. My father's been dead for 15 years.